We're in Simin Shin Lamites, and we're up to Sifhei. That's what we'll be doing. Hakonis is almana. Someone married a widow. Lo yova oleo bio rishona b'Shabbos. So the first time to have relations should not be on Shabbos, v'lo b'yontif and not on yontif. Why is that? Because the chuppah is not kona in the case of an almana. What is kona is dafka relations, and therefore to do that on Shabbos or yontif would be considered kinyan. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down that lahalacha, it's not literally having relations that is the kinyan, but yichud. The fact that they're alone, and it's got to be a yichud haro'wi, but a yichud is enough. Therefore, if she was tohar at the time, and they had yichud, then the halach is that they're considered fully married, in which case there's no isser of bia rishona on Shabbos or Yontif. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah advises that in the case of a chuppah almana, if they do have the wedding on Friday, to make sure that the chuppah is very early, make sure to have a yichud, and of course that she should be tohar at the time of the yichud. There's a daya that even with a psula, the chuppah that we call the chuppah of the four poles and the canopy on top, they are not considered a kinyan, but what you need is yichud. Now that yichud is a machlokas rishonim, and for Ashkenazim, that does not have to be roy, which means even if she is not tohar, the yichud is good, and even though we're makbid, then the people should walk in and out, that kind of yichud is enough. The Rama says that they're sitting together in a room and eating. So that would be mutter, and as a result of it, it would not be considered kinyan if they got married on Friday for them to have relations on Leil Shabbos. So there too, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the case of a chuppah, of a besula, they should still make the chuppah early on Friday, if they're going to make it on Friday altogether, and ideally you don't have the chuppah on Friday altogether.